She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
So much NFL news happening. Owners meetings, rules changes, everybody's talking. Matt LaFleur actually talking right now. But Brian Gutekunst talked yesterday. And I feel, Chu, that we've had this conversation just about all offseason. What are you paying Jordan Love? Are you paying Jordan Love? Are you going to hold off on paying Jordan Love? Well, again, we still cannot get an answer to that for, well, what are we looking at, another 6 weeks yet? Early May is when Love can sign the extension because of a rule in the collective bargaining agreement that you can't sign two extensions within a year. So, got to wait until he signed the last extension from last year, then you can extend him going forward. But it would appear as if, yeah, this is just going to be a foregone conclusion. They're going to sign him to an extension.
Yeah. But he did say it's going to take some time, which means you ain't getting 52, bro. You ain't getting 52, bro.
Let's hear from Brian Gutekunst talking about Jordan Love and signing him to a big extension.
I mean, there's, you know, in every contract extension, draft pick, decision to make, there's a ton of risk and all that. You know, it's just part of it. At the same time, I think the nice thing about having a guy in your building for the last 4 years is you absolutely know who he is. Again, you can't, there's no guarantees that, you know, anything going forward, but we know how he's going to respond and how he's going to react and how he's going to work. And you know, instead of signing a player that has not been in your building and guaranteeing all that to him, certainly having 4 years with him, I think, gives us a lot of comfort what he's all about and how, you know, his teammates look at him and the organization looks at him. I think certainly that gives me a lot more peace than in a different situation.
So he's at peace with this extension that they're about to sign Jordan Love to.
About to? That's where you're going? About to?
Yeah.
It's going to take time, Gabe.
No, I'm telling you. What is it, May 3rd? By May 4th, this contract's going to be done.
You think so?
100%. 100%. This isn't going to take that much time. Like, what are we haggling over?
Comfort and peace made me made me think like,
millions.
This is foregone conclusion territory.
Yeah, but millions to you, me and Josh, maybe not you, but me and Josh, millions is a lot of money. Like, in the NFL, millions is nothing. Millions is pennies. Millions is nickels. We're talking about nickel and dime stuff right now in the NFL. This is a billion-dollar business.
Yeah, but they'll back the truck up, but you ain't getting the truck, too.
he might. They might. Hey, Mr. Love, I've got the truck here. Would you like that on top? Yeah, sure, just throw it in.
I'd love to drive around in one of those trucks.
A Brinks truck?
Huh?
A Brinks truck?
Yeah.
I think you would be good at it. I mean, I think you've got, you know, the wherewithal to drive something that big. Plus, I mean, it's a Brink security. You know, you're doing it security-wise. You're a big guy. I think you, being the size you are, would be a good deterrent.
And you dominate the left lane. You can go as fast as you want or as slow as you want. Really doesn't matter. What are you going to do to that thing? It's a tank.
Well, we haven't gotten there, but apparently you have big vehicle arrogance.
So why did he say it's going to take some time? I mean, what'd you say, where...
I mean, we're still like six weeks away. Yeah, like
this is not going to be done on the day he's eligible to sign.
Yeah, I'm taking the day after. What is it? May 3rd, May the 4th. He's going to be signing this extension.
No, the fact that there's no rush to get it done, this will linger. They're going to dot I's, cross T's. Now, if he was a free agent, I would say if he was a free agent going into the season, and they couldn't sign it till, would you say May 5th?
Yeah, so it's
then
early.
Then it
would
get done. But what do you say? Action spur deadlines. Deadlines spur action.
Yeah, like I don't think there's. Yeah, there's nothing. Again, I think they're just going to get this done and get it out of the way because my guess is based on whatever guaranteed money he gets, his number might go up a little bit this year, or maybe they just start it next year. I'm not quite sure how. The number is probably going to have to go up no matter what because he's going to get a signing bonus, right? So you got to make sure you got room for that. So you got to, you know, you.
I don't know. I think
The calculus for a lot of this, Chew, I think already has to be done if you want to sign another free agent, right? If you want to go out there and go bargain shopping and try to get one of these veterans out there that might be able to help a defense in transition, like, you've got to calculate in whatever Jordan Love's cap number is going to be.
Yeah, I think it would look bad on the agent if it was done on that date. And let's not forget that the agent wants his name out there while doing this contract, so dragging it on is a good thing for him. That's how you get clients. Oh, you have Jordan Love? So that's the only reason I'm saying it won't be done on that date, because it would look bad for the agent. The agent's got to maximize his...
I mean, the only thing that matters for the agent is the final number.
Yeah, but did Goody have to say that?
Well, because again, we're still 6 weeks away. Like, that's a long time.
No, I know. Not when negotiating, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, do you think they're talking every day? They're not talking every day.
I don't think they're talking every day. Do I think they've begun talks? Of course I think they've begun talks.
Of course they've begun. Yeah, preliminary talks. Yeah. Sure. But these things take a while.
I'm sniffing a bet between you two.
No, okay, Chewy, you can't sit here and tell me these things take a while when the two contract negotiations you have told me about have gone as follows. You were playing golf with Holmgren at the Pro Bowl. He comes up to you and goes, oh, by the way, you're not going anywhere. Yes, sir, Mr. Holmgren, you stay in Green Bay. The other contract negotiation, and again, if I'm misrepresenting any of this, feel free to stop me. Andy Reid goes, hey, Chew, what would it take? I want to be the highest paid tight end. Boom, done. Like, what do you mean these things take a while? The contract negotiations you have told me about in your career took a grand total of combined 45 seconds?
Okay, we're talking tight ends here. I mean, it's an important position on the field. I mean, quarterbacks are secondary to tight ends. No, but my second one took a while because we were negotiating in the middle of the season, and I told you that's when I had the Achilles problem, was in the weight room, and they knew that, so they were using it against me. But the more games I played that season, the more my position improved, and it got to the point where, thank God for magnets, cured my Achilles, got out of the training room for 2 weeks, played pretty well, and then the deal was done. Because I had the leverage. Or I didn't have the leverage, I was gaining leverage.
Yeah.
Each game that went by.
Yeah.
I think this, Gabe, this will go right up until mini training camp.
I just think...
You want to bet?
Yeah.
Joshy.
I don't want to bet. I want you two to bet. I want to be impartial.
Based on the amount? On the amount...
Okay.
And the length of time it takes.
Wow, double bet?
I got to, you know, you, what did I say? You got to give yourself out. So if I lose one, I can always win the other. Now, if I lose both, probably ain't paying up.
Suddenly Chewy's going to go get himself a Supreme Pizza.
Yeah.
Miss a couple days after the food poisoning that comes with it.
So where are our bets at between you two? Gabe says May 5th. May 4th or May 5th? You don't really give yourself a lot of wiggle room there.
Well, because I don't know the specific... I think it's May 3rd, right? That's the first day eligible.
I'll look at the dates exactly. He mentioned it in the press conference. And then we're doing 52, Gabe thinks 52 or more, and you say 52 and under?
I'll take 51 and a half. I want 51 and a half. I'll take 51 and a half and above.
Chewy, do you agree to those terms?
Are we playing Price is Right rules, or what are we doing?
Well, I mean, the over-under is 51.5. So if it's above that, if it's 51.5 or above, I win. If it's below that, you. If we're doing Price is Right rules, then I got to drastically change my date. Because otherwise, it happens on that date or it doesn't, and I get bypassed.
Joshy, you're too close to the situation. So we name Jason the arbiter.
Okay. I like that.
Jason is our ALJ. He'll probably like that.
What's an ALJ?
I don't know.
Something law judge. What's the A stand for?
Arbitration?
I don't know. Someone text in and tell us. I know it's ALJ, though. Done in a few...
Administrative law judge.
There you go. Thank you, Josh. You couldn't wait.
Hey.
That is Jason.
Okay, so Jason's going to be our guy that's going to be able to be our arbiter. Okay, so...
Gabe, you're saying when Goody says it'll take some time, you're giving him 5 weeks? Take some time is months.
Yeah, I mean, this guy also said Aaron Jones is going to be in the Packers in 2024, right? Like, I can't take everything he says at face value.
Good point. I heard he talked about that, too, huh?
He did. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah, we got time.
All right. Goody, yesterday, talking about Aaron Jones and how tough it was to let the Packers' former running back go.
Yeah, really tough. I mean, obviously, the business of football never stops, and those things are, you know, any player that's, you know, kind of committed to the way he has for our football team, you know, just the way, you know, he was in our locker room, and obviously a very productive player, that's always tough. But I think over time you get used to it, but it's that's just kind of the business of football. But we wish him well. He couldn't have represented us any better in his time with us, so, but very tough.
When we last talked to you, you were pretty determined that he'd be back. Mm-hmm. When did that change? How did that change?
I think just through the process of going through, obviously, we, you guys know we asked him to take a pay cut, and as we went through that process, and then we kind of realized it wasn't going to probably come to fruition, then obviously we had to do what was best interest of the football team, and that's what we did.
So the interesting thing to me about that, too, is he kind of made it seem like the pay cut thing was a negotiation. I always was under the assumption that when the NFL, when an NFL team comes to you and goes, hey, we want you to take a pay cut, that it's not a negotiation. It's either you say yes to whatever the offer is or you say no when they cut you.
They had no interest in bringing him back based upon the lowball offer.
Right?
Is it more acceptable to be a liar today than it was 25 years ago? Because he lied. He flat out lied.
I think people he just lied. Got away with lies a lot more.
What, back then or today?
Back then. I think there was
why, because of social media?
Yeah, I think we just know more now, and more information gets out. And the agents have always been important, but agents definitely are moving things more than they used to, and they want their side out there, not so much just the team side. So I'm sure there's stuff that you have heard with players where the team had one story, and that was the only story that ever got out.
Yeah, you're probably right. But you don't say a guy is definitely coming back and then offer him $3 million a year. That's like, hey, I'm definitely buying Gabe's car. I'll give you $1,000 for it. Like, give me a break. Yeah.
I don't want to call him totally dishonest in this, but it seems like he thought he had more leverage over Aaron Jones than he did.
Yeah. He's going to say yes to whatever I offer him.
Yeah, that's kind of what it feels like.
Did Aaron Jones believe him? I mean, if someone says, what did he exactly say? He's definitely coming back. It's a priority for him. Because that's a bunch of crap.
Yeah. So I don't know if that was a situation where, yes, then the player who already took a pay cut, like just a straight pay cut, not a restructure, just a straight pay cut the year before, was thinking, oh, okay, he's going to take care of me. And who knows what Goody told him when he gave him the pay cut a year ago, right?
Yeah.
So maybe he's thinking, okay, he's going to take care of me, and then Goody comes with the lowball offer that they came with.
That's we don't want you.
Here,
that's
let me play. I have the old audio from when he spoke about it.
We'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward. But, I mean, he was such a difference maker when he was out there this year. The way our offense was able to move, the way he, I mean, just – he changed a lot of the way we operated when he was in there and when he was healthy. I think for us, it's finding a way to keep him out there and keep him healthy. But he was, you know, not only on the field, but just, and you guys know this, you guys have been around here. I mean, he's such an influential leader in our locker room, and he's just really kind of the heartbeat of our team. So we're certainly, that's kind of the anticipation is that he'll be back.
So I guess maybe we overplayed it because
that felt different.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, and maybe, again, hindsight being 2020 and all.
Yeah.
But I think maybe we overplayed it, Chu, because at the beginning,
I think
he says we'd love to have him back. And then at no point does he say, oh, yeah, he's definitely going to be a Packer in that clip. And that's from February 1st, by the way.
And what did he say? He said something at the very end, though. That he's misrepresenting, though.
Kind of the heartbeat of our team. So we're certainly, that's kind of the anticipation is that he'll be back.
The anticipation is that he'll be back.
Knowing that you're going to give him $3 million, come on, bro, you're lying. You're lying.
Yeah, I mean,
Tell you what, Packers have been happy to sign to that total that he gave them.
As a backup, yeah.
They love to sign Aaron Jones for that kind of deal, I'll tell you what, man.
Yeah. So does Aaron Jones have a right to be cheesed?
I think so. Like, I don't blame Aaron Jones, and I know, again, we're relitigating this now, but when he went to Minnesota, like, oh, it made, and I get the Packers fans out of it too, right? Like, it makes it easier to root against Aaron Jones, even though he is all the things that Goody just said. Really good guy, has been a great Green Bay Packer. But I understand why he would want to go to Minnesota, A, because they probably end up giving him the most money, B, it gives him the opportunity to show the Packers, like, hey, by the way.
But it leads me to like, how many people in your lives can you really trust?
Oh, not many.
Boy, that's a deep question. That's,
well, that's, I'm just saying,
you know what? That's
I mean,
deep...
I've been fried by friends.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I've been fried. And what's the saying? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you.
Flip it around.
No, do it.
Fool say me it, once, so. Shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
That was close.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You just
well,
had to
there's
flip
only
it.
Two options.
Yeah. But some people in the friend circle aren't even given that. I mean, if you're in the third circle of friends and you screw me once, you're gone.
Oh,
do
yeah.
You guys subscribe to that?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about second circle?
I mean, it depends upon, you know, yeah. So again, it all depends. So it would appear that Shohei Ohtani's, you know, translator was in the, you know, first circle. The
first circle, yes.
You take $4.5 million, you're probably not getting a second chance.
In balance, though, if you're worth $1 billion, you don't get a second chance.
I think all that's come after that also makes him not second chance worthy.
I say he's not out of the circle.
Wow, you're
you
being,
think he's out?
Your circle is man. Is more accepting than I expected.
If you're in the inner circle, yes.
One of my favorite things that Homer says is about some things you can be perfect. Stealing $4.5 million should be one of those things.
What would they?
I've never done that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I have a perfect record when it comes to stealing $4.5 million. Haven't done it.
Perfect record of transferring bank funds from somebody else's account.
Yeah,
all that stuff. I'm hitting 1,000.
Yeah, you're telling me somebody breaks into your bank account. There's no way your wife would allow you to associate with a person who stole $4.5 million from you.
You're probably right. Yes, I agree.
Like, you wouldn't even be able to have them over for secret beers on Thursdays. Because it's not a secret, because you tell everybody every Thursday you do it.
Well, let me tell you what. There's a story there.
Oh, boy. Well, we don't have time.
I don't know if I could tell the story, though, because it involved meat.
Okay, I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. I'm sure Josh is going to hear about it in the break.
Yeah, just say,
I'm glad I don't have to hear it.
If Chewy's putting the brakes on something, I think it's best we move on.
When Chewy shows restraint,
yeah,
that's the time we move on to Jason Wilde as he joins us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy next.